Huzzah!
Thank you. All of you.
Hello and welcome to the Random Untitled Podcast, E3 2009 edition.
Thank you.
With your host Bleachman and my co-host,
my dear friends, for coming to my birthday.
And
hello.
And Piper.
And
Piper.
And
Piper.
Batman, that's your line.
And Piper.
Batman.
And
Ellie.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so E3, the conferences are done. So,
good evening.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about that and stuff. So, first we're going to be covering Microsoft, and then we're going to be covering
Microsoft.
Yeah, that's all we really need to talk about. There's nothing for Nintendo or Sony.
What are you talking about? There's so much.
Has a couple of good things at Nintendo.
Sony has nothing. Sony has nothing.
Yes, they have something now.
They have nothing.
They have one game. They have one game coming out, and it's called Final Fantasy 14.
That's not a game.
Complete shit. No one cares.
It's not coming with the Xbox.
Complete shit. No one cares. So let's talk about.
Let's start with Microsoft.
No.
We're starting off with Microsoft.
No, I say Nintendo.
Oh, I say Microsoft.
No, because you want a nice finish. You want the cherry on top of that ice cream.
Yeah. So let's
start with Nintendo. All right. Let me just get out the blog, which I'm reading off joystick.com, so I can just, you know, go and order how the presentation went. Although Nintendo,
okay, now let's just talk about it.
No, hold on, I'm almost there. Almost.
That's what you said.
Almost there. Arr. Crap battle. Oh, there we go. All right. So the first thing they showed off. What?
I'll show you off.
Right, the first thing they showed off was. Hold on.
Jesus Christ, can you fail any harder?
Okay, new Super Mario Bros. For the Wii. Which is basically, a port from the DS to the Wii. Except now it's in widescreen and it supports 4-player co-op. Don't know if there's online yet. But they added new power-ups, new enemies, new stages, and it looks kind of cool. Next was Wii Fit Plus.
Great.
Moving on.
More patties.
And just plus sizes.
Yeah. Let's see. They showed off Wii Sports Resort again. Nothing special there. Red Steel 2, they mentioned, was Motion Plus exclusive. And, I looked at a couple of trailers. Looks alright. I mean, I played the first one. It was horrible. My God. I should have got Excitetruck instead of that. Excitetruck is cool. Let's see. They showed off Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, the Crystal Bearers.
Really interesting.
And
this one was bad.
And also Kingdom Hearts 358 divided by 2 days. Or however you would say that. And it looks pretty cool. They got like full-fledged cutscenes for that, which is pretty cool for DS. And it's also got 4-player co-op too. So that's pretty cool.
First one.
They have a new Mario & Luigi game, which is called Bowser's Inside Story. And judging from the trailer, Bowser eats Mario and Luigi. And that's the end of the whole franchise right there. We got eaten. Let's see, they showed off Golden Sun DS, which I know a lot of people are excited for. And that looks pretty cool. Women's Murder Club, Games of Passion, which is based on James Patterson books. Looks awesome. There is Cop the Recruit, which kind of reminds me, it's kind of like a combination of GTA and Resident Evil 5. It looks pretty cool. And I know Amy's going to love this one. Style Savvy, perfect for girl gamers everywhere. Especially a fashion game.
No. I like My Slumber Party thing.
Okay.
And My Little Pet Shop Game of the Year, 2009.
Alright, they also showed off Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Minnie's March Again. Except now, it's going to be a downloadable game off the DSi shop or whatever. But you're able to customize the stages and then upload them, and then other people try them out. You can download different stages. They confirmed DSi to Facebook compatibility. So now, if you take a picture of a DSi, you can send it straight to Facebook to your profile, which I guess is kind of cool. They showed off this thing called the Wii Vitality Sensor, which is basically one of those things that checks your pulse on your thumb or finger or whatever.
It's pretty fucking stupid.
I have no clue.
In case you don't know, you're dying.
What it does.
In case you don't know, you're redlined. Here, put it on your fucking finger. What are you, stupid?
It connects straight to your Wiimote. I'm so confused why. Super Mario Galaxy 2. I do kind of want to talk about this. Yeah. Super Mario Galaxy 2. Basically, it showed off a new trailer. Looks almost just like Super Mario Galaxy 1. Except now I can use Yoshi. Just new power-ups. And it showed off new stages, too. And also new items, like Mario gets his giant drill and can drill straight through a planet. But, I don't know, I kind of wish they, like, you know, didn't decide to do Super Mario Galaxy 2, instead just worked on, like, a brand new Mario IP. Because it's just basically the same idea over again. And for, like, each Mario, like, major Mario game, you know, they incorporated a new idea. Like, let's say, Super Mario Land, well, Super Mario 1, you know, that's standard. Super Mario Land 2, which is more or less just kind of a remake of a different game. You're able to pick up items and do different stuff. Super Mario Bros. 3, you had all those suits that you could use, and that was really innovative. Super Mario World, you had Yoshi for the first time, and it had different power-ups. Super Mario 64, that was the first game to go 3D. Let's see. Super Mario Sunshine, you had the flood. And Super Mario Galaxy, you know, you're in space and you're able to walk around planets. But they're doing the same thing again, so I know. I guess that's why I'm bummed out. Do you guys have any opinions on that?
About Mario?
Yeah, Super Mario Galaxy too.
No.
Fuck you, Mario.
Just the same.
That's Mama Luigi to you.
Over again. I mean, yeah, I'm probably gonna get it and everything, but.
It might be good, but still, I'm not going to get it. They also mentioned a Conduit, which is more or less a first-person shooter made just for the Wii. It's going to have 12-player co-op. It's supposed to look extremely pretty for a Wii game. That looks pretty cool, too. They're coming out with Dead Space for the Wii called Dead Space Extraction. I guess it's pretty cool. And probably, like, the biggest megaton they had was a new Metroid game called Metroid Other M. And it's made by Team Ninja, the same guys who did Ninja Gaiden. And if you haven't seen, well, yeah, definitely go to YouTube and look up the trailer. Even if you've seen it already, go see it again. It, like, seeing it, like, reminds me, you guys remember the Melee intro? It had a Telos segment of Samus fighting Ridley.
God, it looks so awesome.
It looks insane.
Holy shit, this is the one time I regret not having a Wii. The very one time. I swear, Microsoft better monopolize quicker. Because I want my Nintendo games on my 360.
Yeah. I haven't played many Metroid games. I mean, I played Metroid Prime, but...
I mean, if you can get Metal Gear Solid on the 360, we can get anything. Word up.
Anyways, Nintendo. Overall Nintendo, any of you guys want to give a rating, or should I just give an overall rating? It's in my opinion.
Dick in the face, Nintendo sucks.
I'm giving it a 6 out of 5.
A what?
6 out of 5.
It wasn't that good, you asshole.
No. They had Metroid, which was at least one.
That was the only redeeming factor. Everything else sucked.
It was better than last year. All they had was Animal Crossing.
But I like Animal Crossing.
I guess.
I know, but that's supposed to be directed for a core gamer, and I'm a core gamer.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly
I'm a core gamer too, but I like some casual games.
Yo, I'm so core.
So, wait, you're saying Animal Crossing is a casual game?
Obviously.
No, it's not.
Then how could they give a casual
game? Animal Crossing is so hardcore.
Oh my god, got him with this fucking pattern.
I don't think you understand how. Yo, Animal Crossing gave me nightmares, man. Don't fuck around with Animal Crossing. Or Animal Crossing will fuck you.
I'm just saying, you can't just say, oh yeah, we have Animal Crossing for all you guys who are bitching. That didn't make people shut up. But this was better last year. At least they had a couple games. Super Mario Galaxy 2. New Super Mario Bros. And, of course, Metroid. So that's why I'm giving it 6 out of 5.
Cool.
There
and unfortunately,
go.
I'm giving it 2 out of 5 because I did not watch it. I do not care for most of these games, and I did not say anything about them.
Did I say 6 out of 5?
Yes.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 5.
6 out of 10.
Jesus Christ, Steve. That's why I was
questioning.
Oh, in that
case...
3 out of 5. 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 3 out of 5.
That makes more sense because you said 6 out of 5, and I was like, no.
Yeah. What?
No, I didn't realize that I said that. I did the same thing with Nick earlier. It's like,
you didn't
I'm
realize
giving
you suck.
No. No, I'm not saying it sucks. It was okay, better than last year. Last year they sucked. Anyways.
Nintendo sucks every year. They don't bring Mother to the States.
Oh, Switch was awesome, though.
I think you should give up on that,
Never! I will keep on streaming.
It's not even that good of an RPG.
Now.
Anyway.
Look on the bright side, there's always Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear!
Any of these I have
Shadow
one
Moses.
Sitting somewhere.
Otacon! Otacon!
Snake!
Meryl. Suck my D.
Continue.
Alright, let's go to Sony. You guys stall while I get up the link. More do to doing.
I'm sorry.
Just like editing the song.
No, that's gonna be playing in the background.
No, he's cool. He's
a no, press this run. Random Turtle Podcast is sponsored by OxyClean.
Did you play that just for Steve?
Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs? You kidding me?
I passed it 3 times. I'm good. Alright, let's start this off. All right, we're good. All right, anyways, right after the Nintendo press conference was the Sony press conference. And first thing they mentioned was how the PSP Go was leaked, If you don't know what a PSP Go is, it's basically a new version of the PSP. No UMD slot, which is the little disc thing that
you understand. It's more comfortable to play a game with when it's farther apart. Like, see, I don't want my fucking hands cramped up.
I know, but, you know, this allows for more portability.
Just what they did for the SP. They stole it.
Yeah, but it could fit easier in your pocket.
Shut the fuck up. They stole it.
It didn't steal it. This slides up. That folded up. There's a difference, sir.
Is that a PSP in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see it?
Both. Alright, anyways, they announced a date, which I'm too lazy to look up, but it will cost $250. Which is,
yep.
Same price as a Wii.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you're intending on getting a PSP Go, go consider getting a Wii. To play Metroid! Hear that, Patty?
Yep.
Yep. Alright, anyways, next off they showed Mag, which they showed off at like the end of last E3, which is same dudes that SOCOM, except this game's gonna be 256 players, it's gonna be online, looks pretty cool, very, very tactical and tactical. And let's see what else. They announced a Hannah Montana PSP bundle. Everyone cheered in the audience. I'm dead serious. Let's see what else. You'll be able to watch videos off the PlayStation Network service, which is already available on PS3. So you can watch it on the go on your PSP.
That's pretty pretty gay.
That's kind of cool.
What are you?
I'm looking on bright side things, man.
What are you, gay? Continue.
Alright, next up they showed off Gran Turismo for the PSP, which contains 800 cars, 35 tracks, and multiple variations of each track.
Forza 3. Woo!
Woo. And you're able to trade cars with your friends through use of this interactive garage thingy.
Through the internet?
Through the interwebs. Yes. Next up, they showed off Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker for the PSP. It's set 10 years after Metal Gear Solid 3, which would be after Portal Ops, I believe. Basically, it's Big Boss building up his army in order to have Outer Heaven. And then right after this game would follow the first Metal Gear game. Not Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear. Which was for,
Tekken 6.
MSX. It's also gonna have 4-player co-op, which looks actually pretty cool. Alright, let's see what else. This showed off Little Big Planet PSP, and a new Daxter game, Jak and Daxter. Resident Evil Portable. Let's see what else.
I don't know, but I'm pretty psyched for Jak and Daxter. I know that the Lost Frontier thing is coming to like the PlayStation 2 also, but is that the same game? But for the PSP?
Well, not only is it Lost Frontier, but it's also Lost to Game. I suck.
Moving on!
They talk about PlayStation Home, yada yada. They talk about this exclusive MMO called Agent, made by Rockstar, where you're able to fully customize your character. And basically, you're in the city, there's 100 live-action online people, and
like
either you can
be
criminal or good guy.
I want to be
and
a good
like,
guy.
It's sandboxed out. Play just like Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool!
So,
story?
What's it called?
The Agent, but it's exclusive for PlayStation 3.
Okay.
What?
In the butt.
What?
Okay, then it showed off Assassin's Creed 2. They actually had gameplay footage.
Sweet!
And also, they talked about this game called Assassin's Creed Bloodline, and it had to be interactive with Assassin's Creed 2. Bloodlines is a PSP exclusive game, and it's more or less, you know, whatever. I don't know. They also showed new trailer for Final Fantasy 13, some new gameplay footage, and they mentioned Final Fantasy. Well, they announced Final Fantasy 14. Nothing special about that.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
Like what?
What?
You have to fight with the summons.
Shut up.
Phoenix down! I win. Alright.
Where are you?
Alright, let's see what else. They showed off this motion detecting wand thingamabob. I'm starting to get sick of motion sensing stuff.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
For 360, that looks insane. For the Wii,
but we'll talk about that later.
What? Yeah, we will. For the PS3, you showed off, I don't know, a bit more fun stuff to do with motion sensing, but it's not like I'd buy this
music. Super casual.
Yes. Let's see, what else? Scroll.
We already talked about Final Fantasy 14 because Nick was totally bothering me and I totally wasn't paying attention.
Pretty gay. Anyway,
yeah,
moving on.
What do you mean pretty gay? No!
We mentioned it very briefly.
Yeah, already
there's
did.
Really
yeah.
not much to talk about.
You need to pay attention. I mean, this is a fast-paced world out here. Come on.
Come on, you need to be active in this podcast.
Jesus.
Well,
not daydreaming and shit.
Don't my thing. I mean, it's all about Microsoft this year.
Hell yes, it's all about Microsoft.
But we'll get to that in about a couple seconds, because there's nothing else to talk about. They also have Mod Nation Racers. Same dudes who did Little Big Planet, except now it's going to be a fully customizable go-kart game. So customize your little avatar guy, you can customize your go-kart, you can customize tracks, you can upload it, download other ones, send it to friends, stuff like that. They showed off Gran Turismo 5 and God of War 3.
Wow.
And
moving on.
Hold on, rating. I don't have a PS3 myself. I'm borrowing one from Fatty right now. But they had a lot of interesting stuff.
Wait, who are you talking to?
The podcast. I'm talking
who
to
asked
the audience.
You this question?
What?
You just said out of nowhere, yeah, Fatty's letting me borrow a PS3. What the fuck?
No, I said I don't have a PS3 myself.
Oh, okay. Proceed.
I'm so confused. Wait a minute. What the fuck is going on?
Review!
Just proceed.
It's the rating.
Shh. Proceed.
Okay. I don't have a PlayStation 3 myself. I borrowed one.
You already said that.
I need to start from the beginning.
Don't.
So
just...
you know, and I think everyone has...
No,
have.
Because you messed up my
proceed.
My
you're
the
borrowing
of thought.
The end of story.
Proceed.
And
nothing.
You
okay, the whole
now.
You fail.
The whole conference was very interesting. Like
surely.
I don't know. It was better than the Nintendo one because all they did in the Nintendo one was talk. Oh, here, you know, they actually showed off a lot more gameplay. It was very interesting. Nothing I would buy PlayStation 3 for, although I am considering PSP, not PSP Go, for Metal Gear, because there's...
Hey, are you almost done with Metal Gear? Like,
No, I haven't. I'm taking it very slow.
Why don't you just bring it to the shop and just play it there, you fucking plot?
Do you have component cables?
Yeah.
Forget it. I'd rather play at home. I don't want to play on that Time TV. That thing's horrible.
I don't care.
Horrible. It's not like you're using it. Anyways, I'm going to give it a...
You bitch.
7 out... No, wait. You know what? I'm giving it an 8 out of 10. Because it kept it interesting.
I'm giving please.
I'm not going to buy one though.
Another dick in the face for having Agent as an exclusive. That's all I have to say. That's two dicks in the face, Sony. Can you take it?
Alright. And
my dick in the face.
Finally, but very leastly, is Ubisoft.
Wait, what? No.
Ubisoft, no. That fucking.
The fuck did they have?
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry. Nothing. Sorry. Wait. Okay.
The one with
they had what? They had the new Splinter Cell. Whatever. Get up. I don't give a shit.
All right.
And we're gonna talk about Avatar.
No, we're gonna talk about
for 30 minutes.
Derp, 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 derp.
If you love Chef, if you like Chef, then you're gonna love Mr. Derp. Charlie Sheen was into CP?
Yes.
What? Why am I watching VH1?
Nice to the roof.
Moving on.
Alright, hold on. Give me a second. I'm getting up
a second for what?
I'm getting the list.
I meant to play the music to piss you off, not to fucking be useful. Jesus Christ.
You're being useful. Be useful again.
Damn it. Hold on.
Here we go. Never mind.
Oh, no. Shut the fuck up. Now?
No, I'm good.
You have to listen. Okay, Nike.
Alright, cool. Alright, next is the EA press conference. Bunch of Madden games. The end. Alright, now on to the good stuff. Microsoft. Straight off the bat, they showed off the trailer for the Beatles Rock Band. The whole time, I kept saying, Beatles! Because that one was, yes.
Beatles!
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 Yes. They showed it off, and they had a bunch of cool songs. What they're doing differently, though, is they have master tracks for all Beatles songs, and they're also incorporating use of 3 mics at once. So, not only will there be a singer, but there could also be backup singers, which could be either, you know, other people that are playing, so it'd be supported up to 6 players, or, like, you know, one of the guitarists or a drummer could do it. They also had, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney on stage, which is actually really cool too. They've confirmed there are going to be 45 songs in the game, and this is like not just a normal Rock Band game. They like put serious time into this to be, you know, an authentic Beatles like experience while playing this game. They did a lot of heavy research, and I don't know, it looks really cool. And also, like, I might consider getting the special bundle. Because the 2 instruments that come along with it look really cool for, you know, Guitar Hero guitars. And plus, drum kit looks kind of cool, too. Someone play something? Whoa!
Good job. Great job.
What happened?
I want this to be the E3 pick, please.
But I...
You already have one?
Hold on. I gotta click on that.
What the fuck's going on? More music?
No, I'm good.
Too.
All right. Anyways, after Rock Band, after Beatles Rock Band, what they showed off was a new Tony Hawk game, which is called Tony Hawk Ride.
Oh, pretty good.
And this implements a new
peripheral. Shove up your buttocks. And
yes.
Play better.
The skateboard peripheral is basically a skateboard deck without wheels. Has 2 accelerometers. As I quote from Tony Hawk, it is full of technology. So, it looks kind of cool. Reminds me of those, like, you know, you guys can talk, too.
No, we can't.
Okay, hold on.
Lucifer and his brother Jesus, through endless celestial sex, produced billions of Negro children.
Alright, you can stop right there. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of those, like, skateboard arcade games, like Top Ride, or...
Ollie King.
Ollie King.
Ollie King.
Ollie
Alibaba. Ali who?
They also showed off some gameplay for Modern Warfare 2.
Yay! Is anything new and exciting, or is just like the same shit? I know there's like
there's massive climbing, snowmobiles. You get a Glock. You go rat a tat tat. It's all gangster.
Bitch.
Yeah.
All right.
They showed off. They showed some the gameplay footage. Final Fantasy 13, except they showed off one of the special moves, which you get to summon Odin, which is actually pretty badass. Alright, let's see what else. After this, they mentioned everything is going to be Xbox exclusive. So, they showed off Crackdown 2, they had a trailer, looks pretty cool. There's going to be 4-player co-op for that, and 16 players online too, which is pretty cool. They showed off Left 4 Dead 2, which is basically takes place in New Orleans. There's a redneck tank. It's full of... Yeah. And also you get melee weapons and other stuff like that.
Chainsaws,
frying pans. There's also going to be like... Axe. You also get some like... I don't know the proper term, but... Basically, you're able to fire, like, fire bullets.
Special
ammunition. But you only get, like, one clip, so you have to, like, conserve it.
But you don't even get to conserve it. You have to use it or you lose it.
No, but it only has one clip. Alright, anyways, they showed off Splinter Cell Conviction.
Yep.
Looks kind of cool. Showed off Forza.
Yay! Racing!
They showed off the new Halo 3 expansion, ODST, which looks really good, even though it's a Halo game.
Yeah.
Basically, you're a shock trooper, you get new weapons, like there's new interface. There's going to be also co-op, it's supposed to be about 6 or 7 hours long. Looks pretty cool. They also revealed Halo Reach. I thought Bungie was done making Halo games. Hell, Bungie.
Bungie is a sellout. That's as easy as it gets.
Okay, they showed off Alan Wake, which looks really cool. Samir, I know you know a bit about it, so you can go talk about that.
Now?
Yes, now. Now.
Basically, you play as a guy who's a writer, and he goes on vacation. And what happens is his wife disappears, and the whole town
turns gay.
Becomes a the whole situation he's in is a result of one of his books. Like he wrote a book, and what's happening in the town is what he wrote about before he got there. And now he's trying to find his wife, and he's basically trying to find clues for it. And that's all I know so far.
All right, they showed off a bit of the action gameplay for Alan Wake. Basically, you're outdoors, you get a flashlight, you also get a gun. There's these weird zombie things. If you shine your flashlight on them, they get stunned and you're able to shoot them. They tend to implement slow motion parts where you need like do an action input. I like the pacing. It's like it feels really like a like genuine movie experience, which is really cool. And I don't know, it looks pretty dark. I don't know.
Is it PS3?
PS3 and 360.
Okay, I like zombies.
I wouldn't call them zombies, but...
What?
I don't know, it looks pretty cool.
What are they?
I don't know.
What are they? Jesus Christ, makes sense.
Alright, you'll be able to, like... I know in Europe, you'll be able to stream live TV to your Xbox.
Great.
So you could use your Xbox to watch TV, or you could turn off your Xbox and watch TV. The choice is yours. Every movie that's available on Xbox Live Arcade movie catalog, you're now going to be able to watch it in full 1080p, which is really cool. Let's see. Also, have any of you guys used Netflix for the Xbox?
No.
Yes. How this works is, well, more or less, if you, like, you use the streaming catalog thing, you need to use your, go on your computer first and say, okay, I'm going to watch this. Send it to my Xbox. And then you get it on your Xbox and then you watch it. But now they, like, finally allowed you to just watch it immediately straight off your Xbox. Like, you can look at the whole catalog, say, all right, I want to watch The Dark Knight. Then you press start and it'll immediately start. You don't have to use your PC. I don't see why I didn't do this before, but I guess now doing it's pretty cool. Now also you'll be able to use Facebook while on your Xbox. Hooray.
Oh my god, fire on me.
I know. And wait for this. Oh my gosh. Tweet. You can send tweets, man. Twitter. Yeah. Yeah. And then
pretty gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's all start tweeting.
Yes, we
That's
should.
It. After the podcast, you have to make one.
No, we're making a podcast one.
No.
Yes.
We each have our own tweets, and we can follow each other on Twitter.
No.
What are you guys, gay? Let's do it. Tweet. Everyone's doing it.
Maybe.
Online.
I was looking at the gay.
Ellie. Let's tweet.
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 Yes.
But next.
I tweeted. Bye.
Don't leave. Because we're about to get to the best part.
Go to the best part.
Metal Gear.
The best part because I don't have mother.
Oh, the best part. Tekken 6.
No, it's Metal Gear, man. They announced
Tekken 6.
They announced Metal Gear Rising.
Crackdown 2, right?
60. And it's cool though, because now they, instead of being tactical espionage gameplay, action.
Lightning bolt action.
Lightning bolt action. And it stars Raiden, Raiden, and that's all we know. But it was cool, because it was like, oh, Hideo Kojima. And it's like, oh my god. I screamed like a little girl, like, oh my god, Metal Gear!
Who said anything about Solid Snake?
What about.
Sorry,
what about?
Okay.
Six.
No one.
No.
Seriously, no one did. But what they did mention was Project Natal, which is
creepy as shit.
Wow. What they showed off first initially, it looks like an eye toy, except it's truly like full motion capturing. It can detect when you're moving closer or further. You really need to look for a trailer for this. I don't know how to put this in words correctly. You're able to move in 3D space. It automatically does face recognition. So if you turn on your Xbox and it like looks at you, it'll automatically sign you in as a person if you like have multiple profiles on your Xbox. Also has voice recognition too. And like the creepy part though is the Lionhead like president or director or whoever he is, same guys who did Fable, got a development kit for Project Natal camera, and what they did was develop this like weird interactive program versus this kid, and basically you're able to have like an actual conversation with him, and I don't know what to talk about. Like, do one of you guys have anything to talk about this weird thing?
I want there to be a mini game.
Lines had the edge.
Shut the fuck up, Samir. I want there to be a mini game where it registers how fast I'm masturbating, and then I can have a high score for the whole Xbox Live community to see.
Yay! You can probably make a community game for that and make money.
Oh my god, that'd be the best.
Alright, and
Bap Hero.
That's really about it.
Imagine peripheral for that.
Alright, so overall, Microsoft. Wow, and more wow. I am giving it 9 out of 10 exclamation points. It only would have been cooler if it had Metal Gear Solid 4 too, but they didn't. Kojima!
I think I'm gonna give Microsoft some shit in the mouth.
He didn't even watch anything, man.
It deserves it.
He didn't even watch anything, man.
I don't give a shit. I just heard the news, like I do every year. I don't give a fuck about E3.
Anyways, do you guys want to give it a rating?
No.
Alright, then Atomic, 0 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
What?
9 out of 10.
Alright, cool. And finally, what we did yesterday was get into the beta for 1 versus 100. And,
32 degrees Celsius.
Alright.
Yeah, I got that one right, though.
Alright. If you guys...
I didn't even see the C. I just saw 32, and I hit it.
Yeah, that's what, like, all of my friends did. I'm like, ah, you faggot.
Alright. If you guys don't know what 1 versus 100 is, it's essentially a game show where there's one contestant, and he has to do trivia questions. And he is playing against the mob, which is a group of 100 other contestants. And the more questions the mob gets wrong, like let's say 10 guys in a mob like get it wrong on one question, that means the money pot gets higher, and it'll keep on going this until either the contestant loses, and if that happens, then the money pot is split between the mob, or if the mob gets completely eliminated and the one contestant is still in, he wins a cash prize. But in the 360 version, you're able to win gamer points. And there was someone yesterday who managed to win 10,000 gamer points.
But they're not giving out any gamer points that is still in beta.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Wait, so the prizes don't...
Yeah, the prizes aren't there yet. And people don't get them.
That still sucks.
Yeah.
What?
Hell, he's the first dude to do it, so that's actually pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah, so, anyways, Fat Man and Samir managed to get into the mob. Amy was with a different group of friends, and so she was part of the audience. I was part of the audience, too.
I got into the mob, I think, the first game.
I want to be in the mob!
You don't get to, Steve.
Anyway, let's see. Fat Man and Samir both got 4 questions in, and then this one question was, what was the freezing point of water? First one was 32. So everyone pressed X.
Celsius.
Everyone pressed X, but they didn't wait because it said 32 Celsius.
Literally,
the last
the millisecond,
question was
the
32
millisecond,
Fahrenheit.
The fucking millisecond. I hit it. I was like, what did I just do? Oh my god.
Everyone realized that.
Not me, because I waited. And then I proceeded to rub it in all my friends' faces.
Loser.
You're
a bitch.
Yeah, so
hey guys, which game came first? Metroid Prime? Super Metroid? Or Metroid Fusion.
Metroid Fusion.
Well, this was on the Xbox, and you know Xbox hates Nintendo.
Yeah.
So no one would know.
Over, like,
just like how the Mario question was.
Wrong.
Wasn't it Super Metroid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good thing I'm not crazy.
But yeah, out of the 101 people actually playing, 76 people got that wrong. Including the one.
What, the Fahrenheit question?
Yes.
Yeah, that we all got raped on that one.
That was just delicious ball.
That was horrible.
But when the actual game comes out, is there still going to be prizes?
There's going to be prizes. It's going to be absolutely free. And it's actually live, so there's actually going to be a real host doing the whole thing.
Okay.
So that's
what was a real host last night?
Oh my god. Can I be a real host? I'll be the best host ever.
I know they don't let people actually like be hosts sometimes. I know that.
What's up, bitches? But then some fucking questions.
I don't think they'll let you do that, dude. They'll ban you.
Look at this fucking twat. He's the one. I doubt it.
Dude, they will ban you from Xbox Live because they're supervising
it
every day.
Look at this nigger. I will be banned so fast. You don't understand. I won't even finish.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just be me banned. Look at this, Nick. Boom. I'm done. Look at this nappy-headed hoe. That would be too good.
Dude, it'd be banned. Ate me the Etley.
I'll be banned for life. I feel like you're an asshole. Goodbye.
Look at this. All your gamer points.
Like you got a penis on his stomach.
All your gamer points went kaput.
Oh my god. Actually, I won't care. I don't give a shit.
I'm gonna send Microsoft an email saying you should never be a host.
Fuck you.
And also, if this kid ever plays Tekken 6, ban him.
No.
Yes.
He'll never allow
that. It's a sucky game. Because it is seriously the most scrubbiest.
You just shut the fuck up
fighting
right now.
Game ever.
Steve, I will drive through your house. Shut up.
Don't you guys agree with me?
Oh, I agree. Tekken shit.
Yes.
Just shut up.
It's just press one button, you win. You just smash the buttons, you can win.
Yep.
It takes no skill. And dude,
I think I just need to shut up.
And also,
that was good.
And also, they unveiled yesterday. There's breakable like stages and items. So they're just starting to copy Brawl too now. They're copying Smash, man. They did have breakable stages. Don't you remember the pick one or Pokemon one?
Oh, they're coming out with a new Pokemon, right?
Yes, they're coming out with a remake for Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Gold and Silver.
This is why I'm buying a DSi.
You don't need a DSi.
I'm still buying a DSi.
So you can send pictures to Facebook?
No.
Yep.
So I can take pictures of people and put mustaches on them. What did I tell you, Steve? This is my dream.
What if they already have mustaches?
Then you put another one. And then become a double mustache.
You double mustache.
Oh! Ooh. Anyways, they're still showing off new stuff at E3 tomorrow and the day afterward. So,
yeah, more shit.
Yeah, there's still 2 more days of E3.
We should have done this podcast 2 days later.
No, because the main stuff was over, so everything extremely huge would be out already. You might save one or two expresses. Hey.
Still betting on the Duke tomorrow.
No.
I am. I'm fucking betting on the Duke.
No.
Taking my bet on the Duke.
Duke Nukem forever? More like Duke Nukem never. Oh!
Duke forever, more like did not finish. Oh.
Oh.
She said. Well, listen. Are y'all listening?
Hey!
Okay.
Listen! Link! Hey! Hey!
No, you have to listen.
Listen! Link! Watch out! Okay, I'm... Okay, fine. So it is Bleach Man.
No.
Alright, we'll skip you, Fat Man.
We have so much more to say.
Fat Man!
Yes.
Oh, what about the Sega stuff?
What about
Sega? I know that they're coming out with the Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing.
I guess it's neat. Yeah, they're making a... Yeah, a Sega game where it has a bunch of Sega characters.
Yo, someone give me a good anime.
Good anime?
Bebop!
I have a ton of them.
That just came out new. I want something fresh.
K-On.
I'm already watching.
I already suggested that yesterday. Freeaholic.
What?
Freeaholic.
Can you give me a link to that?
Yeah, hold on.
Anyway.
I have to start it too.
So yeah, what else?
That's really about it. Unless you guys want to talk about something else. Or you want...
Let's talk about Hannah Montana.
Yeah, Amy, you told me you only wanted one, right?
Oh, totally, and I'm gonna, like, buy the lilac one. Oh my god, it's gonna be so
cool. Oh, Amy. Are you excited?
I get pets horses.
Are you excited for the new Twilight movie?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Like, New Moon is going to be the best movie ever. I write Edward fanfiction, and, like, I love Edward. He's, like, my boyfriend, and we're in love.
Okay.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And this is Viper.
Can you guys get
me
the site?
Wait, to what? Oh, no, I'm trying. Oh, that's what I should do. I was rearranging bookmarks today. And I'm like, oh yeah, I should put that on the front.
Hold on, can you just link that, that the fucking thing? The anime?
Yeah, I think it's down.
What?
Season? No, it's not down.
No, it's not completely down.
No, it's... Oh my god.
That's what I just said.
No, it'll be back up tomorrow.
No, it needs to be back up now. I need to waste time.
Well, hold on, I'm going to YouTube to see if they have it.
Oh, the Crunchyroll might have it.
Crunchyroll!
Crunchyroll.com.
Oh, the quality is kind of... Anyways, so this is Bleach Man.
Why is this happening?
This is Bleach Man.
Why is this happening?
This is Bleach Man.
How can it be down?
Teams are banned in Japan. Like, funny.
That is damn like, shame.
The one.
What?
Oh yeah, rape games got banned in Japan.
Really?
Yes. No, because, you know that, like, Rape-Lay controversy?
Battle Raper?
No, Rape-Lay.
Battle Raper?
No, Rape-Lay.
Battle Raper 2?
No, Rape-Lay.
Alright, whatever.
Anyways, it's basically a, anti-game that was released on Amazon.com. A bunch of feminists found out, went, oh my god! And then they petitioned to Japan, say, stop making these games. So, Japan was like, LOLK. I'm an LOL.
Bye.
So now it's banned.
Wow.
For now.
Yeah, for now, geez.
Yep. Anyways.
Wow, Google fails on me.
Yeah, that's about it.
Google fails because I can't watch any videos off YouTube.
Anything else?
Fuck Google. Bye, bro.
Sorry, huh?
This
is SPONSORED!
Wrong on all accounts.
This is Batman.
We gotta get the order down. Come on. Please. Pepper, go.
I'm Pepper.
Go. Ellie, go.
Batman.
Go.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know. End it.
Alright.
And end it.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun.
Metal Gear!
Oh my god! Fuck that up, hold on.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
All of you.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Jesus Christ.
Samir, I'm going to kill you!
You fucked it up.
No! Samir!
All
you
had to do was...
Wait, no,
he was like, dun-dun-dun-dun, or some shit like that. He messed it up so bad.
Wait, what did he say?
He added in an extra syllable with a higher note that wasn't supposed to be there.
Scrub.
Oh. How dare you?
Yeah, I mean, that isn't close to me.
Oh my god. Alright. Finish. With fail.
This is the fail cast signing out. Stop fapping!
Are you done recording? Oh,
no.
Stop. Is it? Are you guys? Okay. Herf.
Herf derp.
Herp derp. Herp derp derp. Herp derp derp.
Derp derp
derp. Derp derp derp.
He's going to go cry.
Derp derp. Derp 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 derp.
How could you swear?
Derp.
How could you?
Derp.
Derp. You're a horrible person.
Derp. 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 Alright, whatever. I'm done. God damn it. I can't waste time now. I just wanna watch, like, shitty anime. Ugh. Derp. Derp. Derp.
Wait, why did...